do the test 24 shiurim. We'll do that first, and then we'll start the new topic. The first 4 shiurim we spoke about issues where a tree in one person's yard could cause the damage to the other person's yard. The operating halacha there was al hanizik lehashrik hazatzmo, that I plant my tree, I didn't do any damage when I planted it, just it comes out later there's some damage that's not my arrows hitting you, and in most cases it's the nizik has to deal with the leaves and the branches. He can cut down the branches overhanging, we said, that are in his way, but he can't charge the owner of the tree to take care of that. We then had 4 shiurim about water damage where it comes from upstairs. There we introduced that there could be giri delay, that if I turn on the faucet and the water goes straight into the downstairs, that's my arrows and I am responsible for that. I'm responsible for damage and I can be charged to fix it. We talked about showers and bathtubs, different halachas about water damage. Then we spoke about smells, bad smells, or smoke that could come from someone's yard. That was a terrible damage where they can't even establish a chazaka. The person next door could say, look, at first I didn't mind the smell of the bathroom, but now I see that I can't take it anymore, and he can close down that bathroom that's right outside his property, or the smoke, if it's a constant smoke, like from a factory, he can close down the factory and say, look, I didn't think it'd be so bad, but now I see it so bad. Smoke, kutro besokise, or kindness that you could stop. Then we had 4 shiurim about noise. Someone's making too much noise next door. Pashtus, there's no taina that that's too much noise. We said if a person's an istinus, if he's delicate nature, so then there is a good taina. Like if the noise is three in the morning, everyone is called an istinus, and then you can stop them from playing drums at 3 in the morning. But if it's just typical noise during the day, that you don't have any time, and even if you're an istinus, if it's a baby crying at night, if it's a person's normal living, you can't stop a person from living normal. You know, you might not feel well, but they have a baby, and they're allowed to have a baby. You can't tell them they have to give the baby away until it's 5 years old, and it'll be noisy then also. It still won't help. So that's not a taina. And from that we spoke about parking, opening up a store. That could be a problem, because if you have a blocking people's driveways with yours during your store hours, that is a legitimate taina. They could say, we can't get into our house, you're blocking our driveways. And the exception we said was a shul or a bar mitzvah. There's no taina, a marbal, a masaderech, when there's no other option, we said. So that was 4 shiurim about noise. We then had 4 shiurim about hezek ri'iyah, when I can visually damage you by ruining your privacy. If you had a private yard and I start looking in, you can't do your private affairs that you used to be able to do there. We learned from Bilam and Bolas, Matova Olecha, Yaakov, that you're not allowed to ruin someone's privacy. There are different takanas that Chachamim made. We talked about building a wall between a joint courtyard, not putting a window over someone's someone else's window. We spoke about how that applies nowadays, where it applies. Those were 4 shiurim on Hezek Ri'iyah. Now all these first 20 shiurim, these all involved, I'm doing something in my property, legitimately, but it's coming and damaging your property. So that's what we had to see. In which cases do I have the legitimate need and I can continue with it? And in what cases does the nizik say, look, this is too much for me, or you don't have a right? And the mazik has to cease and desist what he's doing. That was the first 20 shiurim. The last 4, we spoke a little bit differently. There we were speaking about where what the neighbor is doing is not going and damaging the next door neighbor. He's in his property. He's building a wall, though, that is stopping the neighbor from enjoying his fresh air, his light, his view, his sun's rays. Right? Those were the 4 we talked about. So we saw from the Gemara the only taina really is the taina of you're blocking the light. If you're not blocking the light, these other things aren't tainas, unless the window was made specifically in a way where you could see you establish a chazaka, because what right do I have to stop you from building a wall in your yard? I'm using your light. That's because when I have a window, I've established a chazaka. I've established an easement over your property. So by light, just the very opening of a window, that's for light, so that establishes a chazaka in your property. But for a breeze and for sun's rays and for a view, that unless the window was made in a way that you could clearly see, I'm trying to establish a chazaka to be able to see my field, to make sure the workers don't mess up over there, or to I need to see the breeze that's going in to make my wine cellar cool, or I'm building a thing to dry my clothes where I need the sun's rays, a solar panel. So there I've not established a chazaka unless it's one of those cases where it's clear that I need those needs. So that was the last four cases. We're now going to enter a new domain, and that is, we're going to talk about cases where I'm doing something in your property. I want to trespass on your property, not that I'm using your air or your sun's rays, but I really want to go into your property and use your property. When do I have a right to do that, and when can I not do that? Why should I ever have any right to do that? Well, we'll see tonight. But we'll start tonight's case. We're going to talk about where I want to use your airspace. You have a nice big yard, a lot, and I'm squished here, and I want to build a porch. You say it happens in New York all the time. I want to build a porch that juts over your...
Overhang the
neighbor's property. And it's not going to bother you. Because how's it going to bother you? It's, you know, there's no hezegrihiya because anyway everyone sees what's going on in your backyard. And I'm not going to put a pole. I'm not going to put a pole in your yard that you're going to bump into. I just want to overhang your property. Do I have the right to do that? That's a nice topic. And then next time, by the way, before I forget, next week there is no shiur. I'm going to be out of town. But the next time we'll talk about when do I have a right to put something in your property to actually physically use your property, to have a refrigerator delivered to me, or to I need to use your property to get through to for my construction. I need to put a ladder in your thing, or they're going to spill dirt, or for my addition, and it's going to go into your property for a couple of weeks. When do I have a right, or do I ever have a right to spill into your property? So of course the topic is, why should I have a right to be able to trespass, to go over your... This is literally trespass. What right do I have to go over your property and build a porch over your, or an addition over your property? So that's this week's parak. Right, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Arba Midos Ba'adam. There are four types of people. There are four characteristics a person can have. Ha'omer, if someone says, Shali, Shali, what's mine is mine, V'shalcha, Shalcha, when what's yours is yours, Zumi da Bein, and if that's an average type person, I'll take my stuff, you take your stuff, I won't want anything of yours, you don't take anything of mine. But Yeshomim, some say, Zem mida Sodom. That sounds like what they did in Sodom. In Sodom, no one would do any favors for each other. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, you come to visit me. What's mine is mine, I'm not going to give you anything of mine. You have your own stuff. That's mida Sodom, according to the Yeshomim. The Bar Tanur says, why is it Yeshomim, everyone should agree it's mida Sodom? So he says that it's talking even where you... There could be a little bit of a loss to the person, but anyway, that's Midas Adam. The mission that continues, Shali Shalcha, what's mine is yours, V'shalcha Shali, what's yours is mine, I'm Haaretz, and Yishtam and I'm Haaretz. Shali Shalcha, what's mine is yours, V'shalcha Shalcha, and what's yours is yours, whatever I want you can have, that's a Chassid, and Shalcha Shali, what's yours is mine, V'shali Shali, what's mine is mine, that's a Rasha. So we have this concept called Midas Adam, when I don't want to do a favor, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. That's called Midas Sodom. And this sugya, this halacha, it's not just amamida, this is a halacha lemaisa that's found many places in Shas. And tonight we'll see one of those places and how it relates to this halacha, me wanting to put something that overhangs your property. First we'll go over a Gemara that we saw a little bit before, Daf Nun Tes, Amud Aleph. It talks about different types of windows over there that a person wants to open up. The sugya was about Hezeg Re'iyah, and we saw already that they're, depending on what type of window it is, how high it is, there was a machlokus in the Gemara, can I build a window in my wall more than four amas above the floor? Because Pasha's there, there's no problem of Hezeg Re'iyah. I'm not 10 feet tall that I could look out the window into your yard. So according to Wenban the Omer, according to Rav Zeira, I'm allowed to put that window over there. So since it's more than four amas high, why can't I? And Rabbi Loa said that I'm not allowed to open that window. So the Gemara says, There's no hezek ri'iyah here, so what's the machlokas about? Lema bekofen amidas dom kamitlki. Let's say that Rav Zeira and Rav Ila are arguing whether we can force someone to accept his neighbor's using his property when it doesn't hurt him. That's amidas dom. The Rashbam says ein mahanra chaveiro. In Sodom, they wouldn't give any benefit to the friend. Even though it wouldn't, cost him any money, wouldn't lose him anything. So we'll say that the Mar Savar, Rav Zeira holds kofin. We force this owner of the courtyard to allow the neighbor to build the wall, to build the opening in his wall, because what's it going to hurt you? Mar Savar ain't kofin. The other says we don't force him to do that because the thinking is if he's opening into your property, he's like using your air, and you can stop him from doing that. So that's it's a machlokas whether it's kofen amidas sedom or not. To which the Gemara says, "Lo, you don't have to say that. Kuli ama kofen. If there was no loss by the person in the chatzer, certainly you could force the owner of the house not to open that window, not to put that hole in his window. But shani hach, but over here there is a loss. The Amar Leih Zera holds that the neighbor can say." The owner of the chatzer could say, "Zimnin, the most sharshiva tosach." Sometimes you put a bench underneath the window. It comes to the chazes, and you'll stand on it. Not on purpose, we said. You might stand to get something, but in the meantime, you'll be eye level with the window, and you look out, and there's going to be hezek ri'iyah. So it's a machlokas whether there's hezek ri'iyah or not. It has nothing to do whether the kofen amidas sedom. So now we can forget this gemara. I just brought it because of the next gemara. Which, even though it doesn't say it's an issue of Midas Sedom, but the Rishonim say it has to do with Midas Sedom, and that's directly Nogeya, this case that we're talking about now. This, first of all, the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud there in the Testament starts like this: Haziz. If I have a beam that's extending into my neighbor's backyard, so Ad Tefach, if it's more than a tefach, if it's a tefach or more, so yesh lo chazaka, I've established a chazaka on that beam. If I have it over there, you're not allowed to take it down and say you can't build there and say, oh, I need to build there and take out your beam. I've established a chazaka. The assumption is that if it's there and you didn't protest, so it must be that I have a right to keep it there and I can. And the flip side is, it's missing in the handout, but yochel limchos, and the owner of the courtyard where the beam is protruding can protest and say, I don't want it over there. I can tell you to take it out. This is too big. It's protruding into my courtyard. I want it out of here. Pachas mi tefach. If the beam goes out less than a tefach, right? It doesn't go out a full tefach. It's a tefach is 4 inches. It's very small. It only goes out a little bit. Ein lo chazaka, then you've established no chazaka, ve'ein yochel limchos, and one cannot protest. We'll see, it's not so simple what that means. But that's what we're talking. The first part of the Mishnah is the beam extending a full tefach or more. So if it's more than a tefach, so then you have a chazaka, the neighbor can say, I don't want that beam going over my yard. Why is that? Because he could say that it's going to cause me damage, it's something that you could stand on, and it's something that I won't be able to build now because you have a chazaka. Different tainus. If it's less than a tefach though, then you have no chazaka, meaning if the owner of the courtyard wants to build something there, you can just say, oh, sorry, I'm taking off that overhang in my yard, I'm building there, you don't establish any chazaka. Ve'ein yochel limchos. And you can't protest. Now what's it mean? What's it mean you can't protest? The Gemara has a machlokas. What it means you're not allowed to protest. The Gemara says, there wasn't room on the handout, I'll read it. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu el bal hagag b'bal al chotzer. When it says you can't protest, that means the person who has the roof with the overhang cannot stop the owner of the courtyard from building something and removing that overhang that he has. Al-bal chotzer, but the owner of the courtyard can tell the owner of the roof, I don't want that thing overhanging my courtyard, even though it's only less than a tefach. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, The Rav Yehuda says, "Afila b'al chatzer b'al hagag eni yochelim." Because even the owner of the chatzer can protest and say, "I don't want your beam overhanging my yard, even though it's less than a tefach." Right. So now we can pick up the handout. The Gemara says, "What does machlokes depend on?" Leiva behezig riyah kamiflukei. So lechora, they're arguing about hezig riyah, right? That we learned that in the beginning of the Masechta, there's a shaila whether there is even a concept of hezig riyah. We paskin that there is, but the Gemara thinks that maybe they're arguing whether there's this concept of hezig riyah. The Mar Sovar Shmei Hezig Rav Huna, who says that the person in the courtyard can stop that beam from going out, holds that that's called a legitimate damage, and I can stop you from damaging me. But Mar Sovar, and the other one who says that the courtyard owner can't stop the beam from hanging over his yard, holds Lashmi Hezig, it's not considered a damage, and therefore, what right do I have to stop you from putting the beam over my courtyard? So the Gemara says, well, that's not true. The Kuli Amashmei Hezig, everyone holds, like we paskin, that Hezig Riyah is called a legitimate Hezig. So how is it that one of the Manda Amers holds that I'm allowed to put that beam over your yard? I'm going to do Hezig Riyah when I'm using it. Shani Hoch over here, it's different. The Amar Lei, because a person with a roof who has this beam hanging out can say, Lesh Tashmisha Lo Chazi. This beam is too small to go in as normal use. I'll go up there and hang around there. Lamai, what's it good for? Lamidla b'midah, to hang something on it. I can't stand on it. I'll just reach and hang something on it. So when I use it, don't worry. Mahadrana apoy. I'll turn my face around and just utlina b'midah, just hang it on there without looking into your yard. It's not that I'm going to be up there looking into your yard. I'll stay in my house and just reach over and hang on it. Hang something on it. So there's no problem. Hezig riyah, and that's why you can't stop it from using v'idach. But the other one could say, Amalei, either he could say, Zimna Devisa. So you might get afraid at one time, you lose your balance, and you'll be facing me. You know, sometimes it's not so simple. Okay, I know you're honest, you'll try your best, but sometimes it might be a problem, you're losing your balance, and you'll be facing me, and I'm doing something private, and I'm going to lose my privacy. So that's why I can stop you from looking into my yard. Now, if there wouldn't be a problem with the Hezig Re'iyah over here, I suppose it was a yard where other neighbors already were able to look into the yard, where we said there's no problem of Hezig Re'iyah. So the halacha seems clear from this Mishnah that you would be able to put that beam over the other person's property. Now, why can you do that? You're trespassing his property. So here they were showing him saying, because here, Kofan Amida Sedom. It's true that when I had this property, I owned all the airspace above it, but I can't stop you from putting the beam over it unless it's causing me any damage, because Kofen Almida Sodom, we force you not to act the way they act in Sodom. Okay, it's yours. But what's it hurt that beam? How's that beam hurt you? You're not going to be able to build it, you're allowed to build it, because he didn't establish any chazaka, he didn't get any easement over your property by putting a little beam less than a tefach. The Mishnah says as soon as you want to build it, you just take it off at any time. In the meantime, assuming there's no problem with Hezig Re'iyah, he's just hanging, putting something over there, right? Okay, you might hold that there's a problem, so then it's aser if there's a Hezig Re'iyah. But if not Hezig Re'iyah, and that would be the case where it's an open courtyard anyway, where everyone could see in, and anyway you can't do anything private in your yard, the Mishnah is clearly saying, the Gemara is clearly saying, that you could put a beam hanging over your neighbor's yard. And that's halacha lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch paskins it, Simen Kufin and Gimel Sif Hey, the Chatzir Shal Shulchan. If you have a courtyard that belongs to different partners, Sheish Allah Psachim V'chalon, there's a lot of doors and windows opening into it, Imrotza L'hotzi Ziz L'pnei Chalonis L'shtamish Allah, if you want to put a beam in front of your window, right, so there's no more Hezek Riyah, you already have a window there, you want to put a beam in front of the window to use it, Eino Yochel Limchos Bo, the neighbor can't protest it, Shaharei Mechalon Aroa Bo, because anyway from his window he sees what's going on over there, but my Yasalo has it, what damage is there by putting that beam over his yard? Vegam Livnos Kenegdo, below has his Eino Yochel Limchos Bo Mechalon Aroa Bo. Are you going to say, well, that beam is there and now I'm not going to be able to build if I want to build an addition? But you can't build anyway because there's a halacha, you have to move 4 amos away from a window. So if there's a window there, you could put out that beam over his property, and he can't stop you from doing it. That's Paskin Halacha Maisa by the Shulchan Aruch. Now, of course, the poskim say that if it causes some damage, like suppose it's leaky, and you know, suppose it's something that you know, like you want to put your clothes, you know, put a clothes on a clothesline over your neighbor's yard, and because of that, it's dripping water over there, and the kids can't play over there, it makes it muddy. So then you could say, look, you know, and that might not be a hezek that I could have stopped you and I could take you to the Torah beforehand, but if you're using my airspace, you know, any little damage that I can think of that is happening, I can stop you from doing it. All right, that's not me to stop anymore. I don't have to suffer any inconvenience because of that. Now, it's not really our case. The Mishkan Shalom says, but something that's very nogeya, at least probably in New York, where the houses are very close together, and we spoke about this. Suppose, once again, it's my house is right up to the border, or very close to the border, and I want to put in a chimney or a air conditioner on the side of my wall, the chimney going out, and that chimney, right, you know, that goes outside, that goes sideways, or the air conditioner needs the air of the neighbor to work. Even if it's not jutting out into his yard, it's in your yard, but it goes right up to the border, right? The air conditioner goes right up to the border, the chimney goes right up to the border. So that certainly needs the air there to work, because if not for the air, the smoke can't go out and the hot air can't go out. You're stuck. So there, you're certainly using his airspace. That you're using his airspace when you do that, and that's mutter. However, if it causes him any, it causes the neighbor any type of discomfort, and here the examples are things that weren't a problem in the last week's shiurim, but it's things that some type of discomfort it causes him. So any nezik that it could cause, the neighbor could say, look, you're too noisy. Normally noise isn't a problem, but over here it's so close to me, it's too noisy, then you can knock it down, because he's using your airspace. It needs your airspace to work. If it's further set back, when it could really work without the airspace, but it just happens that, you know, there's more air because it's there, so then he can't say, you're not using his airspace, that he could complain. He could say, look, it has my airspace. Okay, it's true that I like the fact there's more air by you also, and maybe it'll last longer, but it doesn't really need your airspace to work, so then you wouldn't have the time to, that's the chiddush of the Mishkan Shalom. If there's, as soon as I start using your property, beheter, if it causes any sort of discomfort or loss to you, you have the right to tell me that I want you to stop. If I'm legitimately in my yard doing my own business, and it just, you know, the peripherally something goes and bothers you, then you can't stop me. That's the way neighbors live, unless one of the, you know, bad things that we spoke about in the previous year. But generally, you can't stop me from working in my yard, unless I'm using yours. So that's just, if there's a damage, we're not talking about. Now, what's it mean that kofin hamida sedom? The post can bring down a tshuva from the Rashbash. He's a kadmon, created inside. Kol kofiyah zu, this coercion, he b'sholtim, in mucho. If we have the power, we can force him by beating him up. Obecheir v'nidoi. If we can't do that, we put him in cheirim or a nidoi. Al Kain, even though Yurtz Elas is Mashabes in Amrim, if they don't listen, Besin says, look, you have to allow him to put that beam over your property, and he doesn't listen. Yeniduhu Achi Yishma, they put him into Chayrim until he listens. Minido Yizechayavim Kol Yisrael Linigbo, and this isn't just a local Chayrim, this is a Chayrim that applies wherever he goes, Vivisha Minudah Al Piyadin, because this is based on a Mishnah, it's based on a Halacha, called Kofen Amida Sedom, and therefore, it will apply everywhere. It's not just that he didn't listen to a local base, and here is he didn't listen to the halacha, and he'll be in cheirim anywhere. So this is a serious matter, not to act as a midas sedom. So we've seen already that there's this idea of midas sedom, and we see it applies to putting a beam over someone's airspace where it doesn't cause any damage to him because there's already a window there anyway, so there's no hezek ri'iyah, and it's not going to prevent them from building. But anyway, he can't build there. So I'm allowed to use the airspace even to go over into your property line and build there. So Dayan White in Chais Yitzchak says from this, we see a right to our shayla. Our shayla, can you build a porch over that person's property? So he says, we'll read it inside, in Balabai, Siochel Limchos, Labal Ha'aliyah, And here we're talking about it was an apartment building, condominiums, where one person owns the bottom floor and the other person owns the top floor. So can the person on the bottom protest the person on top building a porch above his window in a case where it's not blocking the, making it dark, like the problems we talked about with darkening? It's the same thing as Allah we just learned about putting a beam over your friend's property. Tamavur, which we explained, the only time you can prevent your friend from putting that beam over your yard is Mishim Hezegriya. Al came therefore, where if you have a courtyard owned by different partners, where there's by definition no Hezegriya there because everyone can come in at any time. The owner on the bottom floor can't prevent the owner on the top from putting the porch over his property, and the same thing would be neighbors side by side. If, like it is common in Arab times where there is, anyway, everyone could look into your backyard or front yard, so then your next door neighbor is, should be allowed, according to Dayan Weiss, to build a porch over your property. Mishpatei Torah, Rashbitz Paskins the same way. He says that you're allowed to build a porch over your neighbor's property, but he has a different reason. He says, Daniel likes to say it's from Midas Adom. In Mishpatei Torah, he says a different reason. He says, let's think about it. You really own the airspace over your property. You own the land. You own the land. And the airspace, well, it's not really that. The air isn't anything. How can you say you own the air? Like those molecules aren't going to be there tomorrow. You know, it's, you don't, the land is there, but how can you own something that it's nothing? It's nothing there. It's just air. What you have is you have rights to that air. You have rights to the airspace over your property. If you own property, you know, land. So then you have rights to do what you want with the airspace above your property. Right? That's what you have a right. You have a right for that airspace. Now, that means that if someone wants to impinge upon those rights, you can stop him. He's not allowed to impinge upon those rights. But if he's not really hurting you, he's not doing anything bad to you, he's just using the air, he's not taking something that belongs to you, he's not taking something from you, he's just using that air, which is nothing. It doesn't belong to you. The air doesn't belong to anyone. The owner of the property has rights to prevent someone from harming him by putting something over, by, you know, using that air, right? But he doesn't, not that he took something from you. So based on that lundus, the Mishpatei Torah says you're allowed to put the porch over the person's property. And here he says, though, any type of harm that will come to the owner of the property, even if it's something he normally couldn't stop you, he says, it blocks the light, it blocks the air, it blocks the sun's rays, all the different things that we said could be a problem, or he adds that if it possible is the place, he always puts a sukkah over there, and you're putting your porch over, and now he can't build a sukkah where he always built it. Or he wants to build an extension, he has rights to build an extension over there, and by you putting your porch now he's not going to build his extension, so then he can stop you, because that much he has rights over this airspace to stop anything from harming him. But if there's nothing that bothering him, there's nothing that stops him, he said, you don't have to come on to meet us at home over here. You're not taking anything from him. You're not taking his property. It's not the sugi that we're talking about. You know, you're not really taking something that belongs to him. So based on that, he also paskins, he brings down Dayan Weiss too. He paskins halacha l'maaseh pisrei choshen, also paskins this way, that you're allowed to build a porch over your neighbor's property line, as long as you're not damaging him, either because of midas adom or because you don't even need midas adom. You're not taking anything belonging to that neighbor. Now, everyone else disagrees. This is what they hold, the Dayan Weiss, Pisei Choshen, Mishpatei HaTorah, but all the other contemporaries, yeah, I'm not going to be machri over here, but all the other ones I saw all say that there's a difference between a porch and a beam. Right? The beam, we learned halacha. You can't argue with that. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara explains it, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that I could put a beam over my neighbor's yard as long as I don't cause any damage to him. That's kofin on midas adom. As long as, anyway, there's no hezegriya, there's nothing, no harm done. But a porch is different. They bring a tshuva from the Lechem Mishnah, the Lechem Rav. He says like this. The case there was that Reuven owned a whole big property, a lot of houses, and then he sold individual houses to each person in the courtyard, and now one of them wants to build a porch or something, a porch over the courtyard. So the Lechem Mishle Paskin, Achra Shemocha Reuven Lechol Echer Chelko, the Chalal Chatzer Hamagil Abadim Shelo. Once Reuven sold everyone his portion of the courtyard that is in front of his house, in Kein Nasa Chatzer Chatzer Shutim. So now this courtyard is jointly owned. Veinkoach Lehosi Binyan Gardiki. So the person on top doesn't have permission to build a porch. That's the lashon we had a couple of weeks ago. A gardik is a porch. A person can't build a porch without the permission of all the people in the chatzir. Right? So he's clearly saying that you can't build a porch. What do we do with the gemara, the feyush halacha that we said you could build a, put a beam over the courtyard? Why is a porch different than a beam? So Darkei Mishpat explains contemporary. He says that there's a big difference between the beam and the porch. If you recall, the beam had to be less than a tefach. The beam had to be something that it's less than a tefach, where the halacha is you don't establish a chazaka. And the halacha is, if it's less than a tefach, whenever the owner wants to build on his property, he can just take it off. There's a din of midas adam. And that means that you can temporarily use my property as long as it's not hurting me. But you can't take my property. For example, suppose you say, look, it's you have this nice big backyard, and I want to build an extension and take, 5 feet from your backyard, just so they don't be square. I want to take it from you. And build, not build over, I want to build on top of your property. I want to build on your property 5 feet. Would you say that's midas adom, then for me not to let you? Midas Adom doesn't mean that I have to give away something away to you. They bring from Rav Osner, he says like this, that if you have someone who's a millionaire and next door is someone who's not so rich, can the person who's not so rich say, look, this $1,000 won't be a thing to you. Just give me $1,000 and it's not going to hurt you. It's Midas Adom if you don't give me the $1,000, because to you it doesn't cause any loss, you'll never feel it. And to me it makes all the world and the difference in the world. There's no Midas Adom that you can take something that belongs to another person. There's no midas adom to say I don't want you building on my property. If you're taking away my property and you're going to be living in that space, then whenever I want it, I'll never be able to have it again. You took away my property. So that you can't do. So same thing Darkei Mishpat says, if you build a porch over the boundary line, that's not like a little beam that's sticking out where I could just remove it wherever I want. This porch is here to stay. And if I would ever choose to build something there, I wouldn't be able to build there. You've now taken over my property. It's not that you're using the property, that you're temporarily putting something over there that you'll take away later. You took away my property. That's something that's not midas adom, that's midas adom, the way he puts it. That's human. It's human for you not to want to give away something to someone for free. If you want to give tzedakah, so then basically maybe force you to give tzedakah to a person, but then you have to learn Yeredei, Hilchos Tzedakah. But in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, to say there should be Midas Adom, where look, I'm rich and you're poor, and what's going to hurt me if I give it to you? You're just going to take a little bit of my land away. There's no such halacha like that, and you can certainly stop him from building a porch over your property, and you can't have any proof from the peg, from that little beam. The other time that the Mishpat HaTorah said that, well, you don't own the airspace. You can stop him from building on your ground. He's taking away your ground. But where he's going into your airspace, what did he take from you? Air isn't anything. He didn't take anything that you own. So Darkei Mishpat disagrees with the Mishpat HaTorah on that, and he says you do own the airspace. It's not that, well, when I have a yard, so I own the yard and have rights to everything above it. He says, according to that, if you have a house, so okay, you own the house, you own the walls and the floor and the ceiling, but the air is nothing. So you don't own the air, you just have rights to the air. Right? That doesn't make sense. If you own property, you own all the air also. You own the airspace also. That's part of what you own. It's not a Darvish Nebo Mamish, it's something that you own. And for someone to go and put his building permanently over your airspace, he's taking away something you own. He's now taking away your airspace. That's your airspace, and now that porch is over there in the airspace. Once again, if it's just a little beam sitting there that he's using, and whenever you want, you could tell him to take it away because he doesn't establish a chazaka on it. So there, he didn't take anything from you. Or even in a case like the Shulchan Aruch, where he already had a window there, and I'm not allowed to build four amas within there, and he put the beam even further out, you're not taking anything from me, because anyway, you have an easement over my space now by rights of the Chachamim saying when you build a window, you have an easement of four amas, I can't build over there anymore. So you could put the beam there. You're not taking anything from me. You're not taking in any way anything that I own. But if otherwise I could use that airspace, even though I might not be planning on it, but you're taking it from me, it's not a bad meter for me to say, oh, I don't want you over my yard. You can't force me to give something to you. If we want to talk to Hilchos Tzedakah, so we can talk to Hilchos Tzedakah, but in Hilchos Mishpat, there's no taina to say that I want your airspace, I want to build a porch there, it doesn't cost you anything. The same thing would be, I want to build on your land, what are you going to care? Even if that's Kaneva, you can't take something that belongs to me, you can't take my land, you can't take my airspace, unless it's a true Midas Sodom where there's no Chazakah. Mishkan Shalom agrees with the Darkei Mishpat he brings from Rav Vosner that you can't build a porch. Laris Nathan, another contemporary, has another taina, just a practical taina. He says if you build a porch, you build a porch onto a wall, and here he's talking about a case where it was a downstairs tenant and a downstairs owner and upstairs owner, not side by side. But they owned the joint wall, and he wants to build a porch over the bottom person's, where he has the right to have his land. So well, anyway, when you want to put a porch into a wall, you have to bang into the wall. It weakens the wall temporarily when you build it. I mean, that's halachos of construction. I don't know. That's what he says. And the truth is, you can fix it afterwards to support the wall, to support the structure afterwards. But in the meantime, you damage the wall. So the bottom person can say, I don't want you temporarily damaging my wall, but that you will say, okay, you'll fix it afterwards. Maybe the contractors will run away, or maybe by the time they fix it, the whole thing will collapse. I don't want you to do anything damaging to my wall. That goes back. So if there's any hezek, it's not Midas Sodom anymore. That's the taina that he adds over here in the case where it's an upstairs over a downstairs. So, once again, we're not machriya here. We're just presenting the different sides. We have introduced tonight this concept of Midas Sodom, this new topic of where I'm allowed to even go into your yard. Not only can I do something in my yard that will use your space, that I have an easement over your property, but here we talked about there's a case, because of Midas Sodom, I can put a beam over your property when it doesn't cause you any loss at all. It's halacha psuka that I can put it over your airspace, even though you own the airspace, I could put it over there, and you can't stop me from doing it. That's halacha Midas Sodom. Based on that, Dayan Weiss, Mishpatei Torah, Pischei Choshen wanted to say the same thing as put a porch. I could put a porch over your airspace as long as it's not causing you any damage, you're not planning on building there, there's nothing doing over there, I could put a porch over there also. To which we have the other Poskim, Darkei Mishpat, Mishkan Shalom, Laris Nasan, Sheva Levi, they all say there's a difference between a porch and a beam. A beam, I'm not taking any of your ownership away. But to put a porch into your yard, first of all, we consider the air something that you really own. And to put a porch that's going to be there permanently, it's the same thing as putting a building on your property. That's not Midas Sodom anymore. That's you're taking my property away. That I can stop you from doing. And based on that, I can stop you from building a porch over my property also. The Mishkan Shalom concludes, though, even though, of course, there's no, the way he learned, there's no Midas Sodom here, there is something called being nice. And, if you have an acre lot out there and you now don't have any intention of building anything, it's an empty lot or it's something that, zoned that's not going to be near there, and the guy doesn't have any room, he's right up to the edge and he wants to put a little porch over there and it's not going to hurt you. So, we can't force you to do it, but his lashon is, Mikamkam Roy, Lihachnes, Lefnimisher Esadin, it's fitting to go Lefnimisher Esadin sometimes to Lechet, Bederach Tovim, to go the good way, take the high road, Kishiyachol, Lisbol HaHefsid, if you're able to handle that loss, the Harevach Shachaveir Gadol, and your neighbor has a big gain from it. Yeshav, and he brings some hold of it, and Yechol, and Aplokuf HaKafes, and could force him to do it. Maybe I'll tell Chasidaka that if you're really not, it doesn't really bother you. There's no mitzvah to stand on every pruta that you have, but once again, that's not Choshen Mishpat. In the din of Midas Sodom that we're talking about in future weeks, that's only where I'm not taking over your ownership, I'm not taking something that belongs to you. We're not talking about Gezel, we're talking what's yours remains yours, but I just want to use what's yours. I want to use your property for a temporary time until you need it. Can I use it? So that's when we can start talking about Midas Adom. And generally, we have this principle that we are kofen on Midas Adom if it's not causing any hefsid to the person. You have the right to use the property. At least tonight we learned about the airspace. In future weeks we'll talk about how far that goes. Can you even go into his yard? Can you take a shortcut across his yard if it doesn't bother him? We'll talk, can you drive through the driveway to go from one street to the next if it doesn't bother that person? We'll talk about these cases as the weeks progress.